And now the ever-beautiful Larry Weber joins us by phone.
That's quite an introduction. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, well, we're in an ever-beautiful month now, too. I think you probably already have been noticing that. Since we last spoke, the wonderful month of May has come to an end, and it's no surprise we were cooler than normal, about 2 degrees cooler than normal. We were also below normal in precipitation, about 2/3 of an inch at the Weather Service in Duluth. You have to qualify it when you're talking about precipitation this time of year, because when we get the thunderstorm season, they are so spotty, and some places may get a drench, and then, you know, a few miles away, they got nothing. But that is the Weather Service. They claim to be about 2/3 of an inch less than normal, which was quite an anomaly for the state of Minnesota. The state of Minnesota was, for the most part, quite a bit above normal. Some places recorded up to eight inches of rain in May, which is pretty impressive. So anyway, we are still going into a fabulous month of June. June is the growing month. June is the month where we have the long days and plenty of rain, rainy season. Yes, we live in a part of the world that has a rainy season. Our rainy season is June, July, and August more than any other time. And we lived up to it partially yesterday. We had the forecast. We did get an early morning thunder shower, and we did get some rain from it, but all the stuff that was forecasted for later in the day went to the east of us, and we never did get anything. However, plenty of other things going on. The bird migration has pretty well settled down. We're still getting birds migrating. I consider spring to last almost until about the middle of June. We're still getting some, but pretty much the species, the diversity has slowed down. Yesterday, I saw several large flocks of Canada geese going over to the north. It's really interesting. You can look around at a lot of ponds right now, and you can find Canada geese nest or Canada geese with their babies, but yet we still have some that are migrating north. And what's going on there is that a large number of Canada geese are not yet breeding, and they head north as we get into June, and they go into some of the lakes. Sometimes they go far north into Canada, and they find a spot where they can molt and then grow back the new feathers. And so that's what's going on there. It's not like they're going to be flying north and still breeding. Speaking of breeding, I did find several nests this week. This is the time when you get into June where there's a lot of reproduction going on. Phoebe nest, redbreast nuthatch in a hollowed part of a tree, chipping sparrow nest right here in the yard. And then I was walking past a pond a couple days ago, and I noticed a hooded merganser, a female hooded merganser out there, and she had 12 babies following her around. Yeah, mergansers are pretty well known for that. They have a large family. And no male. It was just her without the 12 youngs. In addition to that, fawns. I have not seen a baby deer or fawn myself, but I've had other people report it to me, and young rabbits and young squirrels. And then there is other things that are going on that we tend to overlook. The breeding season of toads is still going on. I just came back from a walk this morning, and I heard by the lake, I heard toads calling. Toads have a short breeding season, usually last only about a week. However, in scattered places, ponds and swamps, that may not all be the same week. And so we have it going on. We had it start about 2 weeks ago. Still going on now and may still linger into later into next week, but I don't expect it much beyond that. I do a frog survey, and this week I did my second installment of the frog survey, and the frogs that were calling the loudest were the spring peepers and the gray tree frogs. Gray tree frogs, boy, this is their time. Seems like every little body of water has gray tree frogs, and it's kind of interesting because both them and the toads don't go to water very much their whole life, except during breeding season. Mm-hmm. And then they come there and they call really loud and they lay their eggs. Also laying eggs this time of year are turtles. It's not unusual to see turtles climbing up on, going across the road and finding a spot along the side of the road to lay eggs. It doesn't look like to me a very good place, but they often choose those. I once saw one that chose right in the middle of a gravel road to lay its egg.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is another one we tend to overlook, but I saw a wolf spider this week that had her egg sac attached to her body. And that is their method of reproducing. They lay these eggs, but they keep the eggs with them. And she's a very good mother. She walks around with this bag of eggs attached to her spinnerets. And then in a week to 10 days or so, when the babies hatch, they climb up on her body, and she continues to guard them. So she's a very good mother, but we tend to overlook something like that with the spiders. Butterfly time is rapidly enlarging. It's just amazing how many more species of butterflies. I saw another new one yesterday. I saw a sulfur. But probably the biggest sightings of this week were the monarchs. The first one came back on May 31. We usually, when they ask me about when they come back, I usually say around the 1st of June. And this one came back on May 31, and before the day was over, I saw a couple more of them. Next day, I saw a tiger swallowtail on June 1, a couple of our biggest butterflies. I did not see it myself, but I had a person report seeing a Luna moth, one of these large green moths. Yeah, this is the time they'll come out. You kind of have to be at the right place at the right time to see those. Mm-hmm. And so this person happened to see a really good example of one. We also have more of a divergence of dragonflies going on, and soon we're going to be having fireflies. I haven't seen them yet, but it should be out there soon. Last time I talked about how the trees have so many blossoms, you know, the wild plum and Juneberry, pin cherry, elderberry, and now this week they had a crab apple and apple and choke cherry all added to that. And, of course, in many people's yards, the lilacs are in bloom. So this is really a beautiful time. It's hard to keep, you know, you're driving around at this time of year, it's hard to keep your eyes on the road with all that, with all those flowers going on. We also are having the last trees to leaf out. You know, they've been leafing out now for the last month. It's kind of interesting, the last ones to leaf out, they are three trees that are totally unrelated to each other. But for some reason, they're all very slow to leaf out. They are the big tooth aspen, the black ash, and the staghorn sumac. Sumac is a real small one. The other ones can be pretty good size, but they just wait until this time before they leaf out, and they're not finished yet. They'll probably be about another week before they're done leafing out. Wildflowers, the wildflowers that were so prevalent in the forest floor of a month ago have faded, and they have been taken over by another batch. And this batch is much more shade tolerant. During my walk this morning, I saw just an abundance of star flowers. There are lots of them out there now. If you take a look at them, this is a flowering plant, short, maybe 3, 4, 5 inches tall. And it has, it's called star flower because it has a flower where the petals stick out in points. The prevalent number is 7 petals, and now that is very unusual in the world of nature. We almost never see 7 petals. Sometimes there's 8, I've seen 6, but the most common number is 7. Then we have baneberry. We have wild lily of the valley in bloom, sarsaparilla, clintonias are just everywhere now in the woods. Solomon seal, rose twisted stalk, these are all flowers that have learned to deal with the shade. And then nearby here at Jay Cook State Park, yes, the yellow lady slipper orchids have started to bloom. And I saw the first one last Sunday, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty more after that. So, yeah, things are moving along. You know, in June, we see quite a switch from the flowers that are blooming in the woods to those that are blooming out in the open. And it starts out in the water. And we have water calla right now, and just this morning I saw a yellow pond lily opening up its blossoms. So, wow. June is busting out, as they always say.
I've got a turtle story for you, Larry.
Oh, yes.
I was in the cities last week sometime, and I was exiting off of 494 onto 169, and there, right in the middle of the ramp, is this big old snapping turtle moving not so very fast. So I actually stopped and tried to pick him up and put him back into the ditch, you know, more off to the side.
Yeah,
those things have a neck that can reach around and nip at you.
They sure can.
Oh my gosh, scared me half to death.
Yeah. Did you get it off to the side?
I got him part of the way, and he was really upset. He or she was really upset with me, so I kind of backed off a little bit, and there was a worker nearby who had leather gloves on.
Okay.
He managed to finish the job.
Well, congratulations. A lot of people wouldn't have bothered with that, but snappers, for some reason, I had 1 year where I found, I think, 3 nests right along our road. I don't know what there is about snappers on the side of the road,
but they
seem to like those spots.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that shell is a very powerful thing, and their jaws are very powerful, but neither of the two can do much against a car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Larry, we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, have a beautiful week, and thank you for calling.
Yep. Bye. Bye-bye. Larry Weber, phenologist extraordinaire, joins us every Saturday, usually at 9:30, but today a little early.